super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake, mightier than a tidal wave. A one-man disaster area.
42nd Street Pete.
Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked.
42nd Street Pete.
Okay, it is 1 week till the big WSU 5th anniversary show, and I'm here with the commissioner herself, Miss Primetime Amy Lee. Welcome back to the Grindhouse, Amy.
What is up, my 42nd Street Pete and your Drano-drinking stooge top?
What in the hell? Why? Why do I got to be that?
Big show coming up next week.
I know. Pete, five freaking years. I've been friends with you for 5 years.
That's
Holy
true.
Shit, Batman.
Wow,
you
that's longer than one of my marriages have lasted, you know?
I'm telling you. Shit. It's almost as old as Todd's underoos, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Really?
But I still wear those,
Shut up, Todd. You're not on this, you dicklick. Anyway, dude, do you remember we did it at the VFW Hall, and all I did was just come in and start beating the shit out of everybody, and then from there, it just 5 fucking years later, dude. It's tree fucking mendous. There have been so many people through the doors at WSU. I mean, I'm so excited. I'm like, seriously, I'm oozing at the coos over this, you know?
Yeah, I can see it's going to be a huge, huge thing. Especially with this completely vicious and violent, out of control world title match coming up.
You know, I'm telling you, I've been doing different things with other internet shows and radio shows and stuff like that. People, you know, everybody wants a scoop. Everybody wants to know this. Everybody wants to know that. And a lot of people are asking me who I'm picking. Am I picking Havoc or am I picking Mercedes? And I told them that I'm not looking at it friendship-wise or on a personal level or anything. I'm looking at it on a professional level. Now, if Jessica Havoc comes concentrated and not with all her douchebag moves and machetes and all that bullshit stuff, she's got a good fucking chance of winning. But if she comes in there and wants to do Wolfpack shit, machetes, and, you know, and all that bullshit, then she's going to get her ass handed to her, okay? Now, Mercedes is injured, okay? Mercedes has had injury after injury, surgery after surgery, and she keeps coming back. She's like a Timex. She takes a licking and keeps on fucking ticking. Okay, but I mean, she got hurt the last time with a stunner, and thank God it was just, I mean, it's a shame she got hurt, but thank God it was just a stunner. It wasn't anything, you know, serious, like, you know, paralyzation or anything like that. And, you know, she keeps saying to everyone at WSU and to myself that she's 100%, you know, she's up for it. You know, I don't care what anybody says. When you have a major fall like that off the top of a steel cage, and you can't move, and you know, your hands and your feet and everything go numb, your body may be mobile, and you're moving, and you feel good, but inside, you know, your body's still not healed. And that's what I tried to explain to her, and she's like, look, Mama Chooch, I'm doing this, you know? She says, I've never turned down the challenge. I'm not doing it now. You know, nobody's going to sit there and say that I was afraid or anything like that. You know, she said, I'm coming forward. I've been training. She's been working out with Lexi Fife down there in Florida and some other girls down in Florida, you know, getting ready, which is good. And, you know, Jessica Havoc was making fun of her because, you know, she was doing some chain work and some old school style. And Jessica was making fun of her and said, oh, I can chain too and I can this. And, you know, and what, you know, what I tried to explain to everybody is, you know, if Jessica wants to brawl, she'll brawl, you know. I mean, Mercedes will brawl with her. She wants to wrestle. And if I was Havoc, I would wrestle. I wouldn't try and brawl. I wouldn't try and do any street shit. I would just, you know, this is your chance to show the world that you can fucking wrestle. I mean, you know, people can brawl. People can take ass beatings and stuff. But to wrestle, I mean, really wrestle. None of this bullshit stuff. Get in there with your little spirit title. Get in there against Mercedes in her world title. And it's title versus title. And fucking just do it. Just bring your A game. Don't do any bullshit. And I think if she does that, she may have a chance to come on top. But then again, Havoc doesn't have the experience of Japan, Australia, New Zealand, you know, WWE. I mean, you know, no offense. look at Mercedes. Mercedes had some matches in WWE and TNA and stuff like that. So, you know, her resume is much more impressive than Havoc's. Well, she's been around a lot longer than Havoc, but she's been, you know, through hell and back, Mercedes, and she's come out on top every single time. She's done an Iron Woman match. She's gone 70-some minutes with Lexus, you know, and still came on top. She's done ladder matches, table, ladders, and chairs. She's done all kinds of matches. So, you know, whereas Havoc is starting to spread her wings and so to speak, hit the puberty level of pro wrestling or adolescent level of pro wrestling, Mercedes has been there and done it. So what Havoc's experiencing now, Mercedes has already done. See, and that's why I tried to explain to Havoc when I tried to sit down with her and talk to her about this. But, you know, these young girls these days, they got their head up their asses and they think they have the answer to the fucking world. You know, we were all been there, all done that. But the one thing that I always appreciate is when somebody sat down with me and said, hey, look, you know, you're fucking up, or, you know, you got your head up your ass, or this, that, and the other. I always appreciate when a veteran took the time out, whereas Havoc's like, oh, you know, she don't have time for that. Well, that's fine, but, you know, you get your ass handed to you. You have nobody to fucking cry to but yourself, you know? And I, you know, I even up to this today, I said to Mercedes, if you're not 100%, I wouldn't put my belt on. She's like, I'm not turning it down. I'm fine. If I didn't think I was fine, I wouldn't step in the ring. I'm like, sometimes pride and ego step before, you know, common sense. She goes, no, I'm fine. I can do this. And I said, okay. You know, and I've talked to Havoc, and she's like, oh, I've been dieting, I've been this, and I've been that. And another thing, Mercedes has phenomenal stamina and cardio. I don't really think there's too many people. I'll give Nikki Rocks, and I'll give Serena the same level close to. The one closest to the bear on cardio would be Nikki Rocks, because she's just such a health fanatic. And then I would say Rain and Serena are pretty neck and neck. Whereas Havoc doesn't have that stamina, you know, experience like Mercedes. She's never done an Iron Woman match. She's never done a 70-minute match. You know what I mean? I think her matches at the most have always gone maybe, if I'm correct or incorrect, maximum, and I mean maximum 20 minutes. I don't think they've ever gone past that. And I'm talking about pure wrestling. I'm not talking about running and getting your gang and beating the shit out of it. So I'm talking you and somebody in a fucking ring for a good 30 minutes. She's never done that. So she has that to face. So she says she's working on her cardio, she's dieting, she's this, she's that. So I hope she is, because if she's not in shape, Mercedes will run circles around her. She'll be like a vulture. She'll just pick the flesh off her bones. And I tried to tell her that, and, you know, oh, I know. And you know jack shit, okay? See, I've been in the ring with Mercedes, okay? I don't care how tough you are, how strong you are, how much spirit you have. Your fucking ass can't move. Your ass can't move. If Havoc's not in ring shape, then she better just turn around and try and take Mercedes out quick, because if not, she's going to have a fucking problem. You know what I mean? Yeah, so, you know, that's just my opinion on that one.
Yeah. You also got a little wild card situation brewing here, too, because the Boston Shore, as I understand, is no more. Amber had quit.
Yeah, Amber has resigned for personal reasons. And, you know, I always liked Amber. She always tried and, you know, never was a pompous or arrogant or anything. But I think part of the problem is I think she's a little bit of the green-eye monster coming out of her with Lexus. I think she's jealous because Lexus had a shot with Mercedes. But she won the Uncensored Rumble. So she won the Uncensored Rumble. And I know Amber helped her with it. But, you know, that's what a tag team does. They stick together. And if one wants to start singles and the other one supports it, you kind of watch one another's back. Look at Bret Hart and Jim the Anvil Neidhart. You know, one had one went on to be a phenomenal singles career while the other one did not, you know. Look at Judy Martin and Leilani Kai. Leilani Kai became a world champion, whereas Judy Martin did not. But Judy Martin always supported her. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I think she's a little bit jealous of that. I think she was jealous that she got a shot with Melina. But that was my call. They strictly let me make the call on that one. And I said, hey, anybody can last 70 minutes and almost pin Mercedes? Yeah, she fucking deserves it. She deserves a shot. And she went toe-to-toe with Melina. And what I said to everyone else, and I'll stick to it, You know, I'll take it. I'll say the same thing till my dying day. Is that girl held up with a former WWE champion? You know, I know Melina had some ring rust and all, but they never worked with one another, and they called everything in the ring, and they did it as it was in the ring. It wasn't like they pre-planned anything. And, you know, like Alexis said, some of the timing was off, and she was a little disappointed and stuff like that. And I looked at her, and I said, are you freaking kidding me? I'm like, Alexis, that's a woman that's been on national and international television you wrestled, okay? It's not somebody on the independents on an IPPV. This motherfucker's on, like, international pay-per-views, you know what I mean? She's, you know, I said, I'm not knocking the roster of WSU or anything, because they're far more talented than what the fuck they got on TV, with the exception of Natalya Neidhart and Beth Phoenix, you know, and Mickie James. But, you know, otherwise, these, you know, those divas, they're the shits. They're just dumb, ignorant, vicious assholes. And I said, you held your own against that girl. I said, you understand? That means you got skill. You know what the fuck you're doing in that ring. You should never be upset or ashamed. No, what if it wasn't a perfect match? What fucking match is perfect? None. None. Yeah. I said, you think Mercedes sits there and says, oh, man, my match was awesome. She picks her own mom. I said, she's more brutal on herself than anyone else. Everyone else will say, oh, you had a great match. She'll be like, what fucking match were you watching? Because I thought it was the shits. You know?
Yeah, I actually think Lexus is more cut out to be a single star.
I do, too. The first time, let me tell you something. My husband, Art, as we all know, has a WWWF background. Okay, he worked for Vince Sr. on the middle. The highest he ever got to work was middle card. And he watched her. And, okay, so my husband wasn't like, you know, main event material, you know. He wasn't no Bruno or superstar. I mean, he got in a ring with them and worked on them on smaller shows for the Fed. But he never was like me, you know what I'm saying? He was never on TV on main event. But he worked for them for many years because he knew what he was doing inside the ring. And he watched her, and he said, let me tell you something. He goes, that girl is a ball of fire. She came in there and laid in them forearms. He says, that's impressive. Now, the tag teams they went against, I don't even remember their names, and that's a terrible thing. But I'll tell you this much, they're not working for WSU now. Boston sure is. The other ones aren't. So, and I mean, they laid. I mean, Lexus was laying those forearms, and she was like a house of fire. And my husband noticed that. He noticed she had balls in the ring, and he's like, you know, that's a girl should be doing singles, not so much tag. I said, well, I think they do the tag because they travel together, and it's a little easier on one another when you're traveling like that and stuff. So, I said, sometimes people want to do that. Now, the next thing it's cracking me the fuck up is Tina San Antonio pulls a fake injury. I expose her for the fucking liar that she is. So what does she do? She goes out and challenges Marty Bell. Now, here's a class act here. Marty Bell is upset that, you know, Tina lied to her, which I don't blame her. I don't blame her at all. And, you know, she's not challenging her. She's trying to get to the bottom as to why she did this. And it turned out she had a WWE tryout. Well, nobody's knocking you. And, you know, had WSU known that, we would have said, you know, they would have worked around her because they're not there to hurt the girls. They're there to help the girls, you know, as you see by the shows and the quality of the shows and things like that. So, you know, for her to do that, to me, that's just a douchebag right there. But the thing that I don't agree with at that time was WSU let Marty Bell find an opponent. Well, my opinion is when you're a tag team, you're one. You're each a half of one, and that's a team. Team is two people. Now, you know, no disrespect to Jazz, but she didn't win that belt. Marty Bell and Tina won that belt. So why is Jazz allowed to defend a belt she didn't win? To me, that's bullshit. The same thing here with Boston Shore. Lexus is getting to pick an opponent, and they're taking the spot of Amber. Well, I'm sorry Amber quit on you, and I'm sorry she got a little jealous, but that's part of the fucking business. So my whole thing is either you do one of two things. Lexus has to take on the other tag team herself, which can be very brutal and exhausting, or she forfeits the opportunity. You know, that's part of the chance of being a team, okay? You can't bring someone else to be your partner. They didn't win the fucking thing. They don't do that in WWE. They don't do that even at dipshit TNA. Why are we doing it? That was my biggest argument about that with the tag titles. And I still stick to it. A team is two people, and if one is not there, then you're not a team. You're a me, myself, and I. You're a single. So you either defend it as a single and then find a tag team partner, or, because, in my opinion, if you defend it by yourself against two people and you beat those two people, then you have every right in the world to keep those titles and find another partner. But if you get your ass handed to you, you took a chance. You showed that you weren't afraid and that you were a person of your word and you're honoring, you know, your obligations as a champion. And then again, you could find another partner and then challenge them. Or you just forfeit the thing and we have a tag team tournament again. That's just my opinion.
Well, we also have the Hall of Fame ceremony, and I think we should bring on the definition of technician, Cindy Rogers.
Well, so I am very happy and honored that she is being inducted in this year's Hall of Fame. Cindy is a very hard worker and has always given 1,000% and just has such a positive attitude. She's just generally a real darling of a person and is my little sister. And I'm glad she's being recognized. I'm also glad to see that they're recognizing Jana because she's been there from the beginning as well. Her and Cindy have been part of WSU since the first show. And Pete, you've been to all the shows. You know, you've been there. You saw it. You saw these girls coming in.
Oh, yeah.
Not feeling good, injured. So, you know, and Jana, she's going to school and everything like that, and she's still, you know, she still respects her obligations and stuff. I think it's great. I think it's great they're acknowledging Georgia Ann Macropoulos from New York. She was a newsletter back then. It was just newsletters, and she used to write the newsletters and let wrestling fans know what's going on in the different parts of the wrestling world. And then you have Dixie Carter. Mixed emotions on Dixie Carter. She had a beautiful thing going with the TNA Women's Division. It was the highest rating on the show. It was beating out WWE. And she listened to the washed-up has-been guys whose egos tried to take over, which they did. And they fucking squashed the Women's Division. Now they're trying to make them like WWE Diva. They had a good thing with real women that look like women because women were becoming wrestling fans again because of these women. You had a 6'1", 325-pound black woman carrying a fucking company that no man could have done. And you squash them. You squash her. You squash that division. You squash all of them. And why do you do that? Because some fucking swinging dick had an ego. So I have mixed emotions. I give her kudos for trying something, but I give her the fucking booze and a kick in the coos for fucking it up. And on that note, Pete, I got a jet. Bring on Cindy. Give her a big hug and kiss for me. Todd, go fuck yourself. We'll talk later and take care, all right?
Okay, you too.
All right, bye, Todd.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Well, we are joined by the definition of technician herself, Cindy Rogers. Very auspicious occasion for you, my friend. Inducted into the WSU Hall of Fame in 1 week.
Oh, absolutely. I can't wait. It's such a huge honor.
Yeah, and you've had such a great career, you know, for the fans that don't know, you know, what are some of your big highlights?
Well,
I know there's been so many of them, I know that.
Oh, gosh. Wow. I'll go with the biggest match on, I guess you could say, probably the biggest stage that I had was I wrestled for Ted DiBiase. It was a show up in Long Island, and it was myself versus Luna Vachon versus Mercedes Martinez, and that was pretty cool, I gotta say. Now I'd worked with Luna and Mercedes before, but it was really cool to do a three-way dance with them, and just the huge wrestling names that were on the card with us and just kind of passing by them in the backstage area was really cool. And I got to say, that was probably the biggest match I had. Trying to think of some others. Had some big tournaments that I did. And, of course, WXW, one of their Elite Eight champions. And a lot of different stuff.
You went to Australia too, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
I was
supposed to go, but unfortunately it fell through last minute.
Yeah, that was a shame because one of your best friends in the whole world is from New Zealand, Mana, as he is known in the wrestling business.
Yes.
Who I saw you and I saw him at the first time when they were running the cyberspace shows in Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was actually, I think that was probably the first time I actually saw you work.
Oh, okay. Yeah Mana and I, we did a lot of touring on the road together. Yeah, he's definitely one of my best friends. And That was actually my biggest disappointment of not going over there. It was actually Australia, but not being able to see him. So.
Yeah. How's he doing, by the way? Are you still in touch with him?
I do talk to him semi-regularly, more so through the computer, so not really on the phone, unfortunately. But he's okay. He for the most part, he's doing a lot of healing. Not quite sure what I can say and what I can't.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. Kayfabe and all that, you know.
Yeah.
No, for those who don't know, Nick, who we're talking about, worked as Mana, the Polynesian warrior, and he was one of the nicest people I ever met in the business, and a complete, you know, hardcore brawler in the ring. Took a lot of punishment and a lot of bumps, and unfortunately, I think he's paying for it now, and we wish him well, but he was a hell of a guy, you know, really hell of a nice guy.
Yeah, and, you know, always with me, I mean, he was one of my biggest influences in helping me. Thing that he doesn't get a lot of credit for is he was actually such a great teacher. because he was such a student of everything. He would constantly be watching tapes, and you know, he'd call me. He's like, "Sin, I saw the greatest thing for you," you know. And then, you know, at a show, he would show it to me and whatnot. And he didn't just do that for me; he did it for a lot of people. And actually, down in Australia now, he actually has a school. And so he's getting to kind of pass everything along to students down there, which is great.
Yeah, it's always good when somebody can do that, you know, bring in the next generation of performers. Mm-hmm. As you yourself were trained by an ex-WWF legend, Pretty Boy Larry Sharp, with the Monster Factory.
Yep. Yeah, and the Monster Factory with Larry Sharp is still going strong in New Jersey, and I do help out when I can up there with training new students, and they also do shows. They run under New Moon Rising Wrestling.
And
yeah. Actually, unfortunately, they have a show the same day as the Hall of Fame induction, because I know a lot of the guys wanted to come up and give their support, but unfortunately, the dates ended up clashing in the end. So.
Yeah, my problem is I'm 480 miles away. That's why I can't do it anymore.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's a hike.
Yeah, a little bit. You never know when the weather breaks, and if you guys ever go back to Morgan's or something, if I can get down to Jersey, I definitely, you know, would, you know, come back. And I'm definitely going to watch it on pay-per-view anyway, because I'll always support WSU, even though I'm not in the area anymore. So.
Yep. I don't know. We'll miss you.
Yeah, I know. It sucks after 5 years of being just about every show, but, you know, sometimes, you know, everybody in life has to do certain things. I mean, I know retirement wasn't, you know, what you really wanted to do, but unfortunately, you know, life takes those turns where, you know, sometimes it's taken out of your hands. So.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't really a choice, so it made it a lot harder. Well, I guess you can say it kind of was a choice, but it was one of those where, okay, you know, live with, you know, continue wrestling and basically not be able to use your body anymore because your neck won't work. But, you know, so
yeah.
I kind of chose, I'm like, well, you know, I want to be able to play with my kids one day when I have them. And so, you know, I had to, unfortunately, to give it up. But I was very lucky that with WSU they asked me to do commentary. So I still get to go out and be a part of it and still see the girls and everything. And also with helping out at the Monster Factory. So it's kind of filled the void.
I always said even while you were still there, when you had told me you were going to retire, I think I had said, why don't you try commentary with Amy? But it didn't work out with Amy because she, you know, got the commissioner position. But
yeah.
You know, at least the two of you are still involved with it, and I know you'd want to be like that, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'd say it was. It was definitely a hard decision, and you know, there's been times when I'm sitting in the commentator booth and I'm watching the girls in the matches, and then totally had the feeling of like, oh man, I wish I could get in there and I can do this or I can do that, and but it is what it is.
Yeah, and like for those who don't know, it wasn't a wrestling related injury. I think what you said, it was a car accident, right?
Yeah, ironically enough. Yeah, it was funny because I was out, I had broken my collarbone, and I was playing softball, and when I did that, and then I ended up getting a blood clot from it. And when I was healing for that, I came back to WSU for one match. And then when I was home, I was on my way to the gym, and I got rear-ended, and it hurt two vertebrae in my neck. And so I had to go right back out, and I had to do traction and all kinds of stuff to kind of put my neck back together again for the most part. But it was one of those where it was going to be a permanent injury.
Yeah.
So I made the decision to still come back. And I had to do it kind of limited, so I didn't get to train like I normally would have wanted, and I had to alter a few things. And I mean, the good thing is, as I was a submission wrestler, so I wasn't a high flyer or anything, so I didn't have to alter anything like that. I just had to be a lot more careful about what I did in the ring, and so I didn't want to kind of waste my bumps, so to speak, in doing a lot of training, so that way was able to go almost 100% in the ring, and so it wasn't really noticeable at the time. So,
yeah, because you were in, I would say, over a year, you know, with the injury, right?
Yes, yeah. Yep, and because I had talked about retiring a little bit earlier than that, but it was one of those deals where, you know, we had the 4th anniversary show and there was other things going on. And so we pushed it back to when I did do it in June. So that way, because it was cool. Sean wanted to really be able to just kind of have my retirement match be kind of like a highlight as opposed to just like a side note of a show.
Right.
If it was going to be in the anniversary or something like that. So I'm still very appreciative of that, you know, that it was, you know, it was an emotional day. I have to say there were several times where I was trying not to cry, and having Allison there was great. And she always knows how to make me laugh. So, so she was teasing me, you know, all the way up until the end. And in the end, it was funny because she's the one who actually broke me up at the end. Because I got to the end of the match, and I remember looking over, and I saw her getting teary, and that was it. I was done.
That was one hell of a match, too, because the whole locker room basically had emptied out, and it was like anybody who was in the building up until that point was like crowded around ringside watching this. That's how intense it was.
So. I have to, well, thank you for that. I have to admit, though, I still have not watched it yet. I have to admit. I have not watched it yet. I just haven't, you know, it's, like, to me, I mean, it's a reality, but at the same time, I just haven't really been able to bring myself to watch it yet. But my mother was not able to be there that night, and so I gave her a DVD of it, so she watched it and liked it, so. But I told her, I'm like, I'll watch it with you sometime. But
yeah, that was a very, very great way to go out, as you know, as I saw it. I mean, it couldn't have been better, and it just was like that. That match pretty much stole the show that night too.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. But you know, actually, I taped your last match against Mercedes.
Oh, okay.
Remember, you handed me the camera, and you go, "Can you tape this?" And I'm like, "Yeah, sure."
Yep. Oh, yeah. Over at Indie Girls. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one was tough too. I mean, I'm trying to think. I don't think that was my last match. I think I had, one more with, and then the match with Allison.
No, I think that was your last match with Mercedes, though, I think.
Yeah, my last match with her, absolutely. And that was tough because her and I have known each other and wrestled each other for years. And it was hard on both of us. Again, just, you know, not being able to be in the ring with her and vice versa. Again, so.
Well, for those of you who don't know what the Indie Girls is, that's another organization that runs out of the Elks Lodge up in Booton. And on this particular day, it was a torrential downpour, and a lot of people couldn't get to the show, including most of the fans. And it was a men's show at night that I don't even know went off. And to make matters worse, part of the ring was broken, I think, too, wasn't it? They had to take it out and
weld
it.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They were taking it apart and bringing pieces to have it welded and bringing pieces back and then this, that, and the other. And, yeah, that show actually, yeah, it almost didn't take place. And there was a couple of the girls who actually had to be in a show later in the evening. And so I'm trying to think. I think they ended up having to just leave. So we didn't actually have the amount of matches that we were supposed to. But I'm trying to think. I believe we started an hour or two after we were supposed to or something along those lines.
It might have been two. I think there was an hour before the men's show went on. That's how close it was.
Yeah, and
because I didn't stay for the men's show, it was just the weather was just getting too bad.
Yeah, and they had talked to Mercedes and I because at that point they were thinking of completely scrapping the women's show, but they were still going to have the men's show go on because at that point they were going to be able to get the ring fixed. So they had talked about with us, be like, hey, can you guys stay for the men's show? We'll put you on the men's show. And they were going to put us towards the beginning so we'd be able to leave. But thankfully, they did get the ring all situated, and we did get to have our match earlier, and so which was cool.
Yeah, and like I said, there was hardly anybody there, which, you know, sometimes that's the norm for an indie show because things happen, but these two girls wrestled like they were in front of a crowd of 25,000. I mean, they just put it all out there because, you know, like I said, it was Cindy's last match against her friend Mercedes. And it was intense. And like I said, Cindy gave me the camera and said, could you film this? And I said, certainly. So you got the copy of it.
Yep. Yep. No, that's the thing that in my career, and well, of course, I know with hers as well. And basically, most of the girls that I know, when you have a show that when you have problems like that and you can have five people in the crowd and to me, like I said, to most of the girls that I know, it doesn't matter. It's like those five people still came in, they paid their money, they want to see a show. And so to me, it's like, why go half-ass? It's like, no, they're there to see you. They paid their money. So whether it's five people, 500 people or whatever, you go for it. So, and this is the way I did with my career. Like I said, most of the girls I know as well.
Yeah.
The girls that night definitely did too.
I think that was Terry Funk's philosophy too, whether there's 20 people out there or 20,000, you do the same thing.
Yeah, because, you know, you don't know where they came from, and, you know, sometimes they could have come a long way because there was somebody on the show that they wanted to see, and, you know, and if you can't cheat them because, like I said, they paid their hard-earned money to come watch you. And, you know, why disappoint them just because you don't think, so it's like, oh, there's not many people, it's not worth it tonight. It's like, no, it's always worth it to that individual who came out.
Yeah, I think Amy had said, because I had her on a couple of weeks ago, too, that some guy took a bus up from Texas last show.
I believe so. I'm trying to remember. But yeah. I know with WSU, there are people who do come out from, you know, there's not a lot of places where you're going to see a great collection of women together from a great show. And so, yeah, I know we have some very loyal fans who come from great distances.
Yeah, and of course, the pay-per-view, too, you can always get it on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes it a little easier.
Was that still Go Fight Live?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah. Yeah, so for you fans who can't make it over to Long Island, which is a lot of us because Long Island's out in the middle of nowhere, Go Fight Live. It's next Saturday. That's March 3rd, I believe?
Yes, it is. March 3rd. Okay. Yep.
And bell time is at 7 p.m. Do they televise the Hall of Fame ceremony too?
I don't believe they're going to televise it. Don't totally quote me on this because I know what they did last year. They didn't, but it was on its own special DVD. But I don't know for absolute if that's what they're doing for this show. I'm not quite sure. Usually when I get the emails, it just tells me what times they are.
Yeah, just show up, you know. Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah, because that'll be at 6 o'clock. And so they'll have that right before the main show.
Yeah, I think it's 6 o'clock. Bell time is at 7, and it probably runs until I would, you know, what does it run, about 3 hours now, the shows?
Yeah. And then there's going to be the meet and greet before the Hall of Fame.
Right.
I believe that runs from 3 to 5.
Yeah, so those of you who are going over in person, usually you get to meet the whole roster of WSU at the meet and greet and hang out, you know, and just, yeah. You know, it's a cool little event. I wish I was going to be there.
We're all very accessible.
Yep.
And I'll probably be at the table with Mercedes, giving her crap like I do every single time.
Yeah. What do you think? What do you think of the main event for this show with title versus title?
I think it's going to be an explosive match. I gotta say, because you have someone who's polished as Mercedes, but you know, going against somebody who's very erratic. So it's going to be interesting. We'll just say that. I say Jessica. She's awesome and. It's been really cool watching her develop over the years, and like I said, she's very erratic, so that's going to be the tough part.
Yeah, she's like Road Warrior Hawk. That's what she reminds me of.
Yeah, but the thing is, you have such experience with Mercedes, and I know she's training hard, and also she does her homework, so she'll be studying a lot of tape of Jessica, but like I said. You can study all you want, but at the same time, like I said, you never know what Havoc's going to do because she's very erratic. So it'll be interesting,
exactly.
And it's going to be a really good match.
I mean, that's the only place I've ever seen a machete pulled out during a match, other than CZW. And I didn't even see that match yet. I just heard about it. I'm like, a machete? Oh, great!
Oh yeah. I guess when I was in the commentary booth, I was pretty nervous once I saw that, and I was like, oh, no. So as soon as she got a safe distance away, I booked into the cage to just double-check to make sure Mercedes was okay.
Yeah, I heard they took it to the... She went up in the hospital after that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a long night.
Yeah, imagine.
Yeah, we ended up being there till like 3:30, 4 in the morning. Before we finally got to leave.
And that, what's the name of that DVD? Because that's the War Games DVD. That's a first, too, because there's never been a woman's War Games before.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It was a great show. So you'll have to buy that one or pick it up.
Yeah, I know. I got to buy the stuff now. It sucks.
Yeah, so I'm just going to be like, send it to me. Come on.
Yeah, I emailed Mickey. He didn't send me anything. I don't know what's going on.
No?
No.
See, that's just not right.
you do grab me the last whatever came out since I left. You know, when you're down there and send them out or something. Please, I'm starved. Okay, I'm starved for wrestling.
Starved wrestling.
There's nothing up. I mean, there's stuff up here, but I haven't found it yet. That's the whole thing. I mean, some of these companies they run, but you find out the day after they ran what happened. You know?
Oh no.
Like somebody they advertised they were running on Monday, but they actually ran on last Friday. And I'm not going to say who it is because I don't need to take any crap from anybody, but that's what happens.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So
you don't find the random posters at the farmer's markets and stuff?
I'm not really in a farmer's market. I'm in a pretty residential area. I can basically walk down to the corner and everything I need's there. I don't have to go anywhere anymore, you know?
There you go.
It's a wonderful thing. Food, liquor store, Arby's, McDonald's, gas station. It's I don't have to leave the house.
There you go. You got the total hookup.
I know. That's one of the reasons I grabbed it. I was like, you know something? If I get snowed in, all I got to do is shovel my way out to the street and I got food. So, it's a wonderful thing.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, what do you say we give your fellow Hall of Fame inductee a call right about now?
Sure.
Hello.
Yay.
Hey, Jana, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. We got Cindy's on and Todd's on and Amy left.
Aw. Hello.
Hey.
But we wanted to get you on because, you know, Cindy's being inducted into the Hall of Fame and you're being inducted to the Hall of Fame, too.
Yeah.
Which was a wonderful thing because you've been there from the very beginning.
Yes. I when they told me, I was confused, and I'm still kind of confused even now, even though it's a week away. I it's still not 100% set in. So
don't be confused. You deserve it. What I think you should do on stage too? Mm. Your induction? Mm. She's going to kill me for this. You need to dance.
Oh.
Not a dance off, please.
The one time I really should be serious, she's like, dance.
No, I'm gonna get the pay per view for this because I can't be there because it's like 480 miles away now.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's gonna be an excellent show. I think what's gonna be happening down the line is gonna be some of the most important matches for WSU, and it's gonna be the most interesting night I think in the last 5 years. I have to say.
And not only are you being inducted into the Hall of Fame, you're also going for the tag straps, but there's a wild card in there because Lexus has to find a partner now because I understand Amber left.
Yeah. That's, you know, losing a tag partner that's not an easy situation, especially when you have to defend titles, but you know, Latasha and I are more than prepared in, you know, Lexus knows what she's doing, but you know she also is sneaky, and she doesn't care. She said she didn't need her, so if she feels she doesn't need her, then you know we'll be in the ring waiting for her.
So. You know, I got to give her a prop. She went, she broke the Iron Woman record with Mercedes, and you know she did really good against Melina. Mm-hmm. So anything's really possible with her. She seems to be like. This wild card.
Yeah, but, you know, when you have, you know, two brains are better than one when it comes down to it. And I think Latasha and I both have the experience and the time in the ring to really, you know, make sure that we end up becoming, you know, the tag team champions. I think that's, you know, that's what we've been aiming for since the beginning, since they introduced the tag titles. I mean, unfortunately, during the initial tournament, we were eliminated quite early, but, you know, that has always been our goal. Luckily, I was able to become a tag champion with Cindy, so second
twice,
time.
Twice, actually. You know, Pete, that Jan and I technically still hold the WXW Women's Tag Team Championship. I think they retired those belts with us as the champions. I'm gonna go with that.
I mean, I don't recall us losing them. So
you still have the belts in your possession?
No.
But it is on the resume.
Okay. Yeah.
And, well, the thing is I retired. I guess you can say holding three titles. There's the one with Jana. Yes. And then down in Florida, there's a small promotion that Mischief and I hold the tag team titles for. And then I retired as the WWWA Women's Champion. So, so I guess
that's how you got
to do it. Yeah, there you go. Become a champion and then retire.
Well, if you guys take the straps Saturday night, you're going to have plenty to celebrate on top of the Hall of Fame thing, too.
Yeah, I It's this is one of the, you know, I feel for me, it's one of the biggest nights, you know, in the last 8 years that I've been wrestling. So I can't really go into it thinking too lightly because you don't want to sit there and say, oh, all this stuff is in our favor. And then it turn around and not work out. You don't want to go in too happy, but you always have to go in prepared. And I think we're more than excited, we're prepared. And I think that's what people are going to see, you know, coming on the third. So they're going to see two very prepared women, you know, facing an extremely talented young lady. But, you know, she's you know, smelling her own stuff right now. So, you know, you can't really do that and you know, be completely focused.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll see Saturday. Latasha was up here wrestling, by the way. a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah. I missed it because I found out about it like an hour after it went on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, we talk, so it's kind of hard with her living so far away, but, you know, thank goodness for the internet and cell phones and whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it allows people to communicate, so, you know, even though distance is an issue, it's not as bad of an issue as it was maybe, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah, I think it was an absolutely intense card. It was a whole women's afternoon show.
Oh, wow.
That I found out about too late. I think Allison might have been on it. Marty Bell was on it, I think.
Okay.
A few people from WSU. I got to keep my eye open for that now.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and Cindy also can attest to this, that more and more you're going to see a lot of women's shows and people introducing all women cards. And it's, I've seen it over, you know, the last 8 years, and Cindy even longer. She's probably seen the growth of it, you know, expand. You know, women's wrestling has expanded so much, and especially on the independents where, you know, people are clamoring for all women shows. And it's amazing that people, you know, are now no longer considering us a kind of novelty match. We're, you know, we're what people are looking for. So it's pretty cool.
You know, the flip side of that is a lot of established places are no longer around too.
Yeah.
Like, I think, didn't you tell me, Jana, that your the school you actually were trained at just folded up?
Yes, it actually closed in October. My trainer actually decided to move on to other things, and so, you know that the school ran for about 10 years, more than 10 years. I'm sorry, 15, or so, or something like that. And it stinks when you're losing someplace that has been there where you've been since day one. It's very difficult, but you know, I think that, you know, a lot of us has taken so much out of it, especially when we were able to, you know, have seminars with so many people who were not only currently on TV, but who had been there during the highest points in wrestling in telling us about their experiences. So you take what you learn from them and you move on and you reach out and you get to do different things. So you get to have your own experiences. So it's the way time goes. Things close, new schools open, new experiences come. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, there's always going to be wrestling. There's always going to be somebody who wants to do it and has a passion for it. So as long as that happens, wrestling's never going to end. And for me, you know, as long as I'm able to, I'm going to keep doing it. You know, Cindy did it until she wasn't able to do it any longer. And when I respect Cindy so much for saying that, you know, her long-term health was the most important thing for her. And you know, those are the kind of decisions that, you know, a lot of wrestlers have to make. So, you know, and she coming out, she's, you know, able to live a healthy, 100% healthy life. And she still has that connection to wrestling. We still get to see Cindy, which is the best part.
Yeah, exactly.
She disappeared.
That's what I was saying before. That's a bonus for me to be able to just thankfully do the commentary and still come out and see everybody and, you know, give you crap personally when I see you and, you know.
Well, like I said before you came on, John, I just never could see Cindy just like completely walking away from it. I figured she'd always be involved in some capacity, you know, commentating was something I thought would work. And I also thought as a trainer, too, which she's doing at Larry Sharp School. So, you know, Cindy's still here. Thank
yeah.
God.
I mean, it's just a change. It's not her leaving wrestling. It's her change in wrestling. So I, you know, as long as I get to see her, you know, and she messes with me and I mess with her, you know, it's always going to, you know, help. Cindy's one of those people who helps the locker room to be even better and more fun. So ever since I met her into my first year of wrestling, and, you know, she's always been very nice, very open, very warm, you know, willing to help. You know, so I can't say enough about Cindy. She's one of my best friends in wrestling, and I know
thank
that
you.
If I was like going through something and I said I need to call Cindy, she would always answer the phone for me. So I'm, you know,
And the same with you as well. You know, I can say the same thing. Jana has always been awesome. And the thing is, like, when she found out that she was getting inducted, she came right up to me and she had this, like, glazed over look on her face. And I was trying to convince her from that moment. I'm like, you deserve it. That's why.
In that locker room, so confused. And like, what's wrong with you? I said, I just heard something and I'm really confused. And then when people found out, they all looked at me and I said, I told you, I'm confused. I went home confused.
Well, when I had Amy on before, she just brought something up too that I basically, you know, known you guys for 5 years because I was, you know, in the very beginning, you know, coming in and playing security and stuff like that. Yeah. And it's for me, it was a great experience getting to know, you know, all you ladies and, you know, getting to hang out and stuff. And it, you know, really sucks that I had to move out of the area, but still there in spirit, you know, and I, you know, maybe someday when I got to come back, you guys will be running and we can get together again. But you know, it just was always, you know, great hanging out. And, you know, I couldn't be happier for the two of you getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. And, Johnny, you always went out there and worked your ass off, you know, even on the opening matches and things. And, you know, always been like, you know, a great team player. And you deserve it, you know. And, Cindy, you know, you've been, you know, an icon for so long and such a great, great worker. And it's, you know, the two of you, you just deserve it. It's just well overdue. And I'm just glad to see it happen.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
And, you know, I wish you and I wish WSU continued success. And how much time we got left, Todd? We've been running the clock.
You got about 3 minutes.
3 minutes? Mm-hmm. All right, we got 3 minutes left. And anything you ladies want to say to wrap it up to the fans?
Yes, what I can say is if you are not there on March 3rd, you should be ordering it on Internet Pay-Per-View. Do not get a bootleg line. Do not sit there and find some webpage pay the money, because when you're paying the money, you're helping the company expand and do more. Just come out, you know, if you can come out and see us, come out and see us. We're doing a meet and greet. I believe it's going to be about 2 hours. There's going to be a lot of people. We have some amazing, amazing wrestlers on the show. Some who haven't been there in a while just because they're from a long distance. And every match is an important match. Every match is a major match. Every match is the main event. And it's just cute. It's just a culmination of 5 years of everybody's hard work. And, you know, at the end of the day, hopefully we'll give you guys a show to remember.
And also, not just the matches, but the beautiful commentary that goes along with it. Totally yes. Enjoyable.
If you are not listening to everything that Cindy is saying, something is wrong with you. Please listen to Cindy.
That's right, because, you know, I give John a lot of crap on those tapings, too. So, you know, you get to hear every bit of that, all my teasing.
And you'll hear that on the pay-per-view, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
John is going to kill me one of these days. I tame it down, so not to take away from the matches, but I still tease John quite a bit.
That's what you're supposed to do.
That's right.
And that's,
I'm the Bobby Heenan.
Yeah, what's the paper? What is it? It's Go Fight Live?
Yes.
GoFightLive.com.
Is it Go Fight Live or Go Fight Live TV? I'm horrible.
Actually, Jenna, you might know this. He was asking me earlier. I know last year they didn't, the Hall of Fame was just put on the DVD, but it wasn't in the pay-per-view. Are they doing the same thing this year?
You know what? I'm going to the website right now, and I will let you know.
Okay.
Give me one moment. I'm scrolling through the upcoming events.
Very cool.
See, we're going to scroll through. And I see the pink WSU logo. I'm clicking on that now. I'm also giving everybody step-by-step directions because this is how you're going to buy the internet pay-per-view.
They'll need it.
There you go. See? She's giving you the running commentary on this.
That's what we need. I'm technically inept. I always said that.
Let me see. Let's see. It does not mention it 100%. But
So all I can say is the Hall of Fame is from 6 to 7.
Yes.
Meet and greets from 3 to 5?
I believe so. Something like that. Yeah, 3 to 5.
And the main show is at 7 o'clock.
It's at 7 o'clock, and that is when the internet pay-per-view starts. So what I'm going to say to everybody who is not able to watch the... I don't know if you'll be able to watch the Hall of Fame on the internet pay-per-view, but I suggest that you get the DVD when it comes out. He will definitely make it available, you know, very soon after the event. You know, no one else has noticed, we have an excellent turnaround time. So I would say everybody better be, if you're not watching us on the 3rd or you're not at the show, then what are you doing?
And I will say this, if you are not able to see it on Saturday night, they do offer replays. You can go on the website for replays, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Okay, so this is not to be missed, and we're just about out of time, and I want to thank you ladies for coming on and wish you all the best, and I'm sure we'll have you guys back on again in the near future. So this is 42nd Street Pete saying, go to the matches, support WSU. Dominate your dreams. They're all yours right here in the Grindhouse.